September 29, 1912. The divine will in Jesus is the center, the life and the origin of everything in him. Jesus is the one who disposes the intentions of one who lives in his will, in whatever he does. Only Jesus is enough for him, while earthly things do not attract his will. So, if he eats, it is only according to the will of God. I am writing of past things. I was thinking to myself, the Lord spoke to some about his passion, to some about his heart, to some others about his cross, and many more things. I would like to know which soul has been favored the most by Jesus. My adorable Jesus came and told me, my daughter, do you know who has been most favored by me? The soul to whom I manifested the prodigies and the power of my most holy will. All other things are parts of me, while my will is the center, the life and the holder of everything. My will directed my passion, gave life to my heart, and exalted the cross. My will understands everything, captures everything, and activates everything. My will is greater than anything. As a consequence, the one to whom I spoke about my will has been the most favored, above everyone and everything. How much you should thank me for having admitted you to the secrets of my volition. Even more, the one who is in my will is also in my passion. She is my heart. She is all the beauty of my cross and she is my very redemption. Nothing dissimilar exists between us. Therefore, I want you completely in my will, if you want to take part in my goods. Another time I was thinking about what would be the best way to offer our actions, our prayers, etc., whether as reparations, adoration, etc. My always benign Jesus told me, my daughter, one who lives in my will and does her things because I want it so, does not need to dispose her intentions. Since she is in my will, as she operates, prays or suffers, I myself dispose these things the way I please. Do I like the reparation? I place them for reparation. Do I like love? I take them as love. Being the owner, I make of them whatever I please. It is not so for those who are not in my will, they dispose, and I respect their will. Another day, having read in a book about a saint who, first had almost no need of food, and then needed to feed herself very often, her necessity being such that she would cry if they didn't give her something, I remained concerned, thinking about my state, since once I used to take very little food and I was forced to bring it up, and now I take more and I don't bring it up. And I was saying to myself, blessed Jesus, how is this? I consider this a mortification for me. My wickedness leads me to these miseries. And Jesus came and told me, my daughter, do you want to know why? I am here to make you content. At the beginning, in order to render a soul completely mine, to empty her of all that is of the senses and place into her all that is celestial and divine, I detach her even from the necessity of food, in such a way that she almost doesn't need it. So, the soul rises high, neglecting and ignoring everything, her life is celestial. After I have trained her well, for years and years, no longer fearing that the senses might shade her, since after the soul has tasted the heavenly it is almost impossible that she might appreciate earthly things, which are nothing other than mud and slime, I give her back to ordinary life, because I want my children to take part in the things that I created for love of them, but according to my will, not to theirs. It is only for love of these children that I am forced to feed the others. Further, since many use natural goods with attachment and not according to my will, it is for me the most beautiful reparation to see these souls who, like celestial children, take the necessary things with sacrifice, detachment, and according to my will. How can you say that there is wickedness in you for this? Not at all. What's the evil of taking, in my will, a little more or a little less of what is nothing other than an earthly thing? Nothing. Nothing. There cannot be any evil in my will, but always good, even in the most insignificant things.